We had a caller, John, earlier on, who was basically relaying his story about sex addiction. And I think he did touch on something that you might have said earlier on as well, where he talked a little bit about depression. And you did say that at times, depression can present itself in a way of sexual addiction.
Right. So I wanted to actually comment on what he was talking about. He mentioned a few significant points. One was being that of replacing addiction for another addiction. Mm-hmm. Now, if we're looking at our symptoms, that's a clear indication that it stems from a root. In other words, if you only treat the symptom, you're going to replace the symptom with another symptom, with another symptom, and so on. You never get to the root of it, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
As to what prompts these symptoms or the manifestation. Now, usually engaging in these activities usually has benefits. The benefits may be short-term or instant gratification, one of them being pleasure, one of being a sense of self-reassurance of some sort or validation, and then there's that manic excitement, if you want to call it that.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with that, like drugs, is when you engage in that, you experience those benefits as well. The problem is there's the come down from the benefits.
Yeah.
And this is the same thing, the come down from the sexual behavior, is that one experiences sadness, there's a sense of remorse, feelings of shame and guilt, as he mentioned, guilt, is that sense of low self-esteem, not being enough,
mm-hmm.
a painful sense of failure in some way. And then there, due to all of these, there's that loss of meaning. And all these symptoms create problematic connections to that of the other with other people. Because now what happens is when I experience these feelings, rather than viewing these feelings as emotional indicators that guide me to say there's something deeper here going on, instead I avoid these uncomfortable feelings. And once again, I go back to the top of the benefits and I engage in the activity again. And it becomes the cyclic dynamic that becomes a vicious cycle that one can't break, being habit